The more investigators learn about Aaron Alexis from police, military, and medical records, the more questions come up about why he retained his security clearance and the badge that allowed him to enter this naval building and kill 12 people. Rear Admiral John Kirby is a spokesman for the Navy.
Investigators are looking at his background very carefully. We in the Navy are also taking a look at his time and service in the Navy to see if there's anything we missed that maybe we needed to have addressed a little bit differently.
Alexis had run-ins with the police, including gun offenses and misconduct while he was in the Navy, and more recent reports of psychiatric problems. He told police recently he was hearing voices, information that police say they relayed to the Navy. He also sought treatment at a government-run medical facility for veterans. That before going to the store and buying a gun to carry out the shootings. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has announced a broad investigation to see where the system failed. The shooting raises further questions about the military screening for mental illness. Last month, former Army intelligence analyst Bradley Manning, who had been diagnosed with gender identity and anxiety disorders, was sentenced for espionage for the largest leak of classified information in U.S. history. Barbara Van Dalen is a clinical psychologist. She founded an organization that provides mental health services to veterans and believes the problem lies in recognizing the importance of mental health.
Our country is not very good at recognizing mental health as part of overall health, and so it's not just a military issue. We don't often feel comfortable raising our hand and saying, gee, I'm depressed or I'm anxious, I need some help. Within the military, even more so. There's an ethos of, you know, be tough, handle things.
Alexis was never deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan, and there are no indications he suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. But Van Dalen says reports of hallucinations and his recent visit to a hospital emergency room with complaints of insomnia could have triggered a closer look.
You know, sleep disturbance often tells us there's something going on. What is that about? What is the agitation about? And so we need to do a better job, and there's a lot of effort underway.
The Defense Department is now taking a hard look at how its screening process can spot warning signs.
Why they didn't get incorporated into the clearance process, what he was doing. Those are all legitimate questions that we're going to be dealing with.
With Aaron Alexis, none of the problems taken individually was enough to revoke his building pass and security clearance. Now, officials are rethinking the process with the hopes of averting another tragedy. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the Pentagon.